Hello you. Welcome to episode 4 of To Live and Die in Arkham, where we're tackling the Essex County Express. Had a few people have let me know that they're enjoying the podcast, so thank you very much. That's great. It's nice to know I'm not just muttering into the void, which is the title of my other podcast. But yeah, so if you've been enjoying it and have let me know, then thank you. Had a few death threats, but that's kind of par for the course as well, isn't it, really? You spin the wheel and see where you get. So yeah, we're doing Essex County, which is one of my favourite scenarios that Arkham's produced, I think, because when it came out, it was just so different and so new and kind of a really interesting mechanic, like the on-rails nature of it. It was kind of fun. And yeah, I think when I played through initially as part of my two-player game, we absolutely breezed through it. It was incredibly easy. And then on all the kind of Facebook posts about it, were people complaining and saying how unfair it was and that they got stuck in the first car and like it was a really hard, unfair scenario. And then I played it through again solo and again, it was incredibly easy, which means I'm probably due an absolute kicking today. But we'll have to wait and see, I guess. So I'm playing The Return 2, which means there's probably some stuff in here I haven't seen, which is always fun. And I've updated my deck, which I've now published on ArkhamDB. So if you want to follow along there, it's called To Live and Die in Dunwich. You can see what changes I've made. I've taken one copy of Lola, because she's the fucking bomb. And taken out and take heart. Yeah, I mean, this deck really needs Lola, I think. She's an incredible card. And I think she works with Preston really well. I mean, she works with all rogues really well, I think. But I'm quite excited to try her out in this one. Yeah, I've got two mental trauma, which is obviously not ideal this early on in a campaign. But I've also got charisma, so I'm hoping I can get some allies out and sort of keep them on the table to take some of the hits. Yeah, I'm all set up. I'll take my opening hand. So I've got my amnesia, so I'll draw another one. Okay. A flashlight, a small favour, an intel report, a rise to the occasion, and a scrounge for supplies. Okay, I really want Lola now. I'm going to keep a flashlight and an intel report, and then Mulligan and draw another three. No Lola. So I've got another flashlight, a fire axe, and a scrounge for supplies, which isn't ideal. But there we go. I will remember to shuffle back in the cards that I mulliganed. So I've definitely got amnesia in this deck. Yeah, last scenario, I don't know exactly what I did, but I managed to not shuffle back in my weakness, which is just horrific breach of trust for everyone involved, isn't it? I'm not sure how much difference it would have made anyway, to be honest. I didn't have many cards most of the time anyway. So yeah, obviously the museum didn't go brilliantly. Could have gone worse, I guess, but yeah, it wasn't a seamless operation. So we'll see how we get on today. Nearly ready to go. I'm going to try and get a few more episodes done quite quickly. I'm starting back at work next week, so my time will be more limited. So I'd like to try and get Dunwich out of the way and then have a think about what I'd like to do next. Okay, so I am in the left train car, which is a passenger car with two clues on it and a two shroud. And I ignore the printed text on it. So, I'm fairly sure something's going to start chasing me just by reading between the lines on the new agenda. So I'm going to try and get out as quickly as possible and make a bit of a run for it. So I will take my four resources. I think I'll spend those straight away on a playing intel report to get the two clues from there. Then I will move into the next car, which is a 3-shroud location with 3 clues. Not scaling either, which is not what you want. But you can discard cards to discover a clue. Okay, fair enough. That's solves what to do with my other flashlight. And I have 1 action left, so I'm gonna play Scrounge for Supplies to get my intel report back, and then hopefully next turn I should be able to clear off all those clues, very quickly and keep going. Okay, cool. So, enemy phase, thankfully nothing yet. Upkeep, take my resource, draw a card. Fuck you. amnesia, great. Guess I'm not putting my flashlights down or discovering anything there. Oh, that sucks. I guess at least it's out of the way. Oh, God, what do I want to do? I guess I'm keeping intel report. I can't think of any way to get clues quicker than that, which I might regret. Or do I want my flashlight? I mean, flashlight and Lola is super sweet. Oh no, it doesn't work that way. Ignore that. Yeah, I'm keeping my intel report and I'm getting rid of everything else, which is just heartbreaking. There we go. Worst things happen, let's see. Right, 1 doom on the agenda and a mythos card. Broken rails. Each investigator at your location loses 1 action. Each investigator at your location with 4 or more damage must also discard an asset he or she controls. Cool. Well, that doesn't affect me too badly then. Oh, right. I'm going to take my 4. Oh. Oh, shit. You can't even investigate it. I read that all wrong. Oh, that was silly, wasn't it? You cannot investigate the baggage car. You can only choose and discard a card from your hand to discover 1 clue. Oh, the pain train. Alright, well, I'll still take my 4 resources then. Just out of spite. Okay, so I will discard a card to get a clue. I guess I'll draw my 2nd action. My last action, thinking about it. And that's a trial by fire. Okay. I guess that's getting chucked as well. And then we're on to upkeep. So, resource. 5 clothes. Probably get away with chucking that. Okay. And mythos. So, what's coming out of the sky? The train to Dunwich comes to a jarring stop. Oh, yeah. So, a winged beast is emerging, and it is the conductor. A beast from beyond the gate, like all good conductors. Monster, elite, spawn, leftmost location, hunter, massive. When it's defeated, attach it to the current agenda. When it's defeated, attach it to the current agenda. After you advance the attached agenda, draw the conductor. Okay. When the conductor's location leaves play, instead of discarding the conductor, move it one location to the right. Ooh. Well, that's new. Cool. Alright. So, you are in the passenger car, just tearing shit up. The only thing he's conducting is pain. Okay. And then I'll draw a card, I guess. And it's an acolyte. Okay. We've got a doom on him. I've got nothing. If I put him in the next card, I'm going to have to deal with him next turn. Can't quite do, so I'm going to put him a couple of cards away. It's only two doom anyway, so it will be going in a minute, whatever I do. So he gets a doom on him, which means I've only got one more doom before the next agenda goes. Fun. Okay. So, I guess I'm going to ditch that card, get a clue, ditch the other card, get a clue. That's my first two actions. And then I will go into the next train car and get some damn distance. After you enter passenger car, you must either discard cards from your hand with at least two total strength icons, nope, or take two damage. Two damage it is. That is a four shroud location with one clue on it. Well, I'm in a minion sandwich right now. Okay, so the conductor is going to move one. I'm going to get a card. Please be Lola. Nope, it's an unexpected courage. I'd settle for Leo at this point. I'd settle for anyone, really. Not anyone. Not Epstein or someone. That'd be terrible. Oh, okay. Damn. Okay, so that's going to tick over. Yep. So, remove the leftmost location from the game, or place it in the victory display. All gone. Bye bye. And discard all my clues. Goodbye. Massive stack of clues. So now I went on to a 3-1. Right, so I really need to get out of here. Because in a minute, the conductor is going to be checking my ticket. By which I mean ripping me to shreds. Okay. Well then, I could certainly do with some cards. So I'm going to draw a card. That works. Okay, that's a rise to the occasion. It's at least too high on my base value. Yes, it is. Okay, there's only one clue, so I'm going to have to do it, aren't I? So I'm going to investigate. So I'm going to put rise to the occasion and unexpected courage in, so that makes it 6 for 4. It's not great, but what else can you do? What's the tablet? -2. Okay. And add one doom token. Ooh, no. Alright then. So I've got it anyway. So that was my first action. I'm going to move my second... No, I drew, didn't I? My third action, I'm going to move the train car. So that is a 4 shroud location with one clue on it. And I can use an action to gain 3 resources and steal some poor bugger's luggage. Which, if I remember rightly, does nothing. So I might, because Lodge Dex has been kicking my ass the last couple of scenarios. Yeah, okay, that's me. So, enemy phase, here come the conductor. He's an eldritch gangster. And then upkeep. Get rid of my family inheritance. Draw a card, please be someone good. Look what I found. I guess that could be. It's not all that really. Okay, and then mythos. So now I'm two already. Ooh. Oh no. Mysterious chanting. Never want to hear that, do you? Place 2 doom on the nearest cultist enemy, which will advance the agenda. Yay. Remove the leftmost location from the game, blah blah blah. Yep, okay. Discard all clues. Goodbye, baggage car. I had 2 days left to retirement. Sad times. Okay. Oh, well, I really need to get out of here. Okay, so it's Shroud 4. I'm obviously Preston, so I'm nowhere near that. So I could either chuck in Look What I Found, which would make it 3 for 4, but then I could play Look What I Found. I'm gonna draw a card and see what happens. It's not what I want. That is a decoy. Oh no! Damn. Okay. So, I have 2 actions left. I need 1 clue. The conductor's going to come in and mess me up. Okay. Right, not quite sure what to do here. I already spent 1 action getting a card, which did a little for me. Okay, I need to get out of here. obviously. Okay, so my options are I commit the Look What I Found and make it 3 for 4, and I hope that I get a +1 or an Elder Sign. Seems unlikely. Or I draw another card. I'm going to draw another card. Okay. It's another look what I found. Well, I think then. Oh, what the hell. I'm going to chuck both look what I found in to do an investigate, which is five for four. And then I'm going to get hit next turn. Oh, man. Alright. Okay. Five for four. Damn it, Preston. Ah, you beauty, zero. Mwah. Mwah. And kiss my token. Fantastic. Wow. Really, really dragging out the process of drawing a token apparently helps. You know, in this whole campaign, I've had really good token pools generally. I've not had the best draw. But my token pools have been not too shabby. Okay. Okay, enemy phase. Here come the conductor. Don't like it at all. Okay. So he's going to attack me for two. And he's going to do me a one damn mental as well. Ooh, man. Okay. Cool. Upkeep. Ooh, rise to the occasion. Yes. Okay, I can work with that. So. Mythos. Oh, another acolyte. Didn't put a demon on the other acolyte, so we're already on three. Cool, okay. My go. Right, let me take my family inheritance for all the good it's doing me. Right, I need to get rid of Le Conducteur. Okay, so I'm in the sleeping car with the conductor. His agility is three. I've got a rise to the occasion, so I can make it four for three. And I've got a decoy, so I could either make it six for three. And then move. But then I've got the acolyte in the next carriage. Or I could risk it at four for three. I'm just gonna have a quick look at my chaos bag. I can't remember what the makeup of it is at the moment. I'm just taking out all the good stuff. Putting it up my sleeve. Okay. So there's a few minus ones. There's a zero, there's a couple of zeros, there's the elder sign, there's a plus one. You know what? It's not bad odds. It is bad odds. Yeah, sod it. I really don't want to have to deal with that cultist when I get in there. Although I'm not going to be able to get out again, but at least he won't attack me. Alright, well, let's do it. I'm going to pack in my rise to the occasion, and I'm going to evade the conductor, which is going to be 4 for 3. I'm going to have a sip of my non-alcoholic beer for courage. Four, three. Cultist, what do you do? -1. Happy days. All right. Cool. So that's the conductor evaded. Fucking hell. Oh my god. I love it when every pull of the chaos bag is just a nerve-wracking experience. I really want an ally, just one. I'm going to move then, I guess. And the cultist is going to engage me. Where have I ended up? Ended up in the passenger car. Oh no. Oh no. Right, that's got 2 clues. Oh man, okay. And I must either discard cards from my hand with at least 2 total. Lore icons or take 2 horror. Well, I'm going to have to take 2 horror, which puts me up to 5 horror already. And then I'm going to pay 2. Yeah, I'm going to pay 2 for decoy. To automatically evade 1. So the acolyte can stay there. And that's it, isn't it? Evade, move, decoy. Yep. Oh man, okay. Feeling a little bit hemmed in here. Let's see what my deck has for me. Dr. Francis Morgan. Better than nothing. Can take a few hits and it'll get me some card draw maybe. Cool. Okay. Mythos, that's gonna go over. Each of the 2 leftmost locations. So that would be the one with the conductor on. What does that mean for the conductor? He's not defeated when the location leaves play. Oh, he's going to come in and hang out with me. Is that right, isn't it? Brilliant. Oh, Preston, mate. What's going on? Right. Let's get rid of those dooms, I guess. Yeah. It's been a wild ride, but I'm thinking this might be where it ends. So. Oh, I didn't do the upkeep, which means. They both engage with me. Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Well, don't really know what to do here. I got nothing. So I've got Francis Morgan in hand. But if I put him down, the attack is just going to wipe me out. Oh, it was a good run, but I'm not sure what I can do here. I'm on 4 damage and 5 mental. Conductor is probably hitting for 2 damage and a mental. And there's 2 clues left on my location, so I think. That's probably me, you know. What kicking? Yeah, if I do anything, even if I put Francis down, I'm going to take the attack first and it's going to kill me. Which sucks. Although it would just be a physical trauma rather than a mental, which is something, I guess. Boo earns. Is there anything I can do? I guess I can try and evade the conductor. Chuck Francis in. Just lay down on the floor of the passenger car and weep. It's always an option. Past many a long train journey that way. Alright then, big press. Let's try and evade the conductor. Let's see if my incredible luck here is gonna keep on. So I'm gonna chuck Francis Morgan in. It's not like giving me much hope because they're just going to ready again. But I'll still be alive, damn it. Okay, so I'm going to try and evade the conductor. 2 for 3. Zero. It's not enough. Well, let's try and do it 1 for 3. I've accepted that I'm going to die at this point. One for three, here we go, he needs to be an Elder Sign. Tentacle, it's kind of like the Elder Sign, but the exact opposite. Let's do it again. -1. So, enemy phase. I am going to get knocked out by some physical trauma. Bad times, bad times. Oh well. There we go. I don't know where my allies were hiding. I'm going to go through the deck quickly. There's an intel report. That would have been handy. Next card. Fire Axe. That amnesia early on really hurt, to be honest. Yeah, that really hurt. 300 supplies. I would have drawn my lodge debt so I could probably have cleared it. Wow, they're really not coming out. There's Leo. And Lola. Yep, right near the bottom. Oh well, there we go. I will work out if I got any XP from that. And well, there we go. It's Arkham, isn't it? I'd like to get at least one positive resolution at some point. I mean, yeah, that amnesia really sucked. I think if I could have kept onto the hand I had, I would have had the fire axe and a flashlight. I would have been able to get shrouds down. I would have been able to deal with some of the acolytes. But there you go. Amnesia, innit? This is why I hate it. I'm just going to have a quick look now at the next train car just to see what would have been there. Another passenger car with a shroud one with three clues. Not terrible. So, there we go. I hope you've enjoyed that. It was a tense one, to be honest. Yeah, it's still a really fun scenario. I enjoyed playing that. Shame it didn't do any better. I mean, I think if I'd had Lola out, that would have been a different story. Or even Leo, just to get some extra actions. But I felt very constricted the whole way there. And very light on cards as well. Which is amnesia for you and the deck. Anyway, there we go. I'm going to try and get another episode up in a few days. And I will update the deck on Arkham DB. And work out if I can afford to upgrade anything. So, until we meet again, goodbye, good luck, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.